Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. In studio with us right now is my friend Randy Vineyard. And Randy, I am proud to call you my friend. You were a guy that I never met before. And a lot of times Wendy and I will make fun of things about Facebook. But without Facebook, I would have never have met you. So if there's anything that has ever come good out of Facebook for me, it's meeting you. Your story starts out very, very sad, or this part of the story starts out very sad, but it doesn't end very sad, not as far as I'm concerned. Can we talk a little bit? I hope you're okay with this. I've asked you prior to the interview to tell a little bit about your son, Jake, because it's an amazing story.
Yep, sure. No problem, Bill. Well, first off, thanks for having me back on.
Absolutely.
Wendy, Bill, I enjoy coming down every time. It gets easier every time I come down and talk to you guys, and I really appreciate WGN taking the time to recognize what our cause is about. We see it in the fall with the AFSP walks, the Out of Darkness walks. So we know WGN's a full supporter of that. So again, thanks for having me on. I guess the reason I'm on is my son Jake died by suicide April 8th, 2014. And ever since then, obviously, our lives as a parent, siblings, family, friends have been changed since then.
May I ask how old he was? I can't remember.
Jake was 19.
I don't know why it hurts more that he's a teenager, you know?
It hurts any time, but as a teenager, it does, because you realize a future has been lost. Jake had turned 19 on April 1st, just 7 days before we lost him. So he's our little April Fool's baby. So so we lost Jake to suicide in April of 2014. And ever since then, obviously we went through our dark days as parents, as family. It took a while to kind of get our bearings straight and try to figure out what's next. And, you know, it took, I think, that same summer, Robin Williams died by suicide.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that kind of woke me up. And it's like, you know, professionals or athletes, or if something like this happens with somebody that has a name out there that's known,
yeah,
it gets recognition.
Yeah.
I know I say this a lot. I know that if you're just in a small town of Spring Grove with the population of 5,500 people, nobody's going to know about Jake Vineyard dying by suicide. So at that point, I think I was determined to make a difference, to turn our tragedy into a positive for somebody else. As hard as it is, and still is, it's still hard, but it gets easier every day to do that. So so it took a while, and we finally came up with a way to do something. And I've been on before. We've done blood drives. We've done food drives in the wintertime and stuff like that. But our key thing is our baseball tournament in memory of Jake.
Yeah. Jake was quite an athlete, an amazing ball player.
He was a good ball player. In a dad's eyes, of course, he was amazing. But I joke about it a lot. Jake liked to play football. Jake knew he wasn't the best football player out there, but he still went out there. We always joked about Jake didn't have a lot of speed.
Yeah.
We let him know that also. I know he didn't like it when I'm yelling at him, but... But yeah, Jake loved the game of baseball. He started at four playing T-ball in Bartlett, and he played all the way up through his varsity year at Richmond.
Who did he inherit that lack of speed from, yourself or your wife?
Probably me.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
That's fantastic. I know I'm built svelte here, but I am slower than a turtle.
But his thoughts about this would have been amazing, in that he would have wanted to participate so badly. He would have wanted to play. I'm sure you know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He loved the game of baseball. It was just something that was his passion. He loved watching it. Diehard Sox fan, inherited that from me.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like it's our passion now with this tournament.
So you started this tournament a couple of years ago, and it has grown by leaps and bounds. Tell everybody the numbers.
Yeah, sure. And just to give a little credit, it was Caitlin's idea. My daughter, Caitlin, came up with the idea. We should have a tournament in memory of Jake. And that's how it started. So our first year, 2016 was, our first year of the tournament. And, for those that know or have organized baseball tournaments or any sort of tournament, your first year is always the hardest.
Sure.
It's just to get recognition out there. So our first year, we had 10 teams sign up for our tournament. People that played in it loved it, those 10 teams. Most of those 10 teams came back in year number two. We had 26 teams in year number two. Last year, as word got out about our tournament, about our event and things that we do for this tournament, Last year we had 53 teams.
That's amazing.
And good. As of this morning, we have 55 teams signed up for our tournament.
That's the thing. It's so unfortunate, but everyone listening right now either is related to or knows someone who committed suicide. And that's why it needs to be talked about. I remember in high school, there was someone that took their own life. It was, you didn't hear about it. Everybody kind of brushed it under the rug. And then I feel no one talked about it, so no one got help.
Right, absolutely. And I think one thing that's unique about this tournament is, if I rewind the tape a little bit, is, you know, the first year of the tournament, it was just kind of a memorial tournament.
Right.
After that is when we established the Jake Vineyard Foundation, and we realized that we could actually use this as a platform to do just that, to bring out the awareness and bring out you know, the fact that, yeah, we lost Jake to suicide, but we have the opportunity now to raise the awareness, to talk to the kids, to talk to the coaches, which is phenomenal, just from a receptive standpoint, the support and the comments that we receive after the tournament. I'll get emails or text messages from players, coaches, parents that participated in the tournament and just said, we need more of these.
Yeah.
We need this topic talked about.
You're not the first person that I've heard use the phrase, we need to raise awareness, and we do. But let's get specific with that. What is the awareness? We all know that suicide exists, and it's horrible. But what should the awareness be of signs to watch for in people? What do you think it should be?
Absolutely. And I talk to this. I mean, one thing that's unique about this tournament is I have a chance, or my wife or our family has a chance, to talk to so many people. One of the coolest things is we after an elimination game for a team, I'll try to talk to as many teams as I can, and I'll talk to the signs, the things to look for. You know, everybody will associate suicide with depression, PTSD, anxiety, stuff like that. And I've learned not everybody that has depression, PTSD, anxiety will die by suicide. Everybody that dies by suicide may not necessarily have depression, PTSD. You see the signs in school kids with bullying and the exclusion.
And that's getting worse day by day.
Absolutely. And it brings a feeling of worthlessness. And what I try to talk to the kids on the team is, look, you guys are taking care of yourself on the baseball field. It takes 9 guys to play a game, right? The game of life is equally important. You've got to be there for your friends, buddy checks, recognizing, hey, you know, Johnny's just not looking right. He's not acting right. I think.
What a great analogy, if I may just say, for a kid to understand, a perfect way to put it.
Well, and what I like about the fact that it's in an open area, it's in an environment that the kids are familiar with. It's at a baseball field. And it's not like you're sitting there being talked to by a doctor or a social worker, or, you know, it's a platform where I can stand on just as a dad. As a dad that lost a son, to let these kids know, and talking to them with the parents in the background, they're hearing the message as well. And I think it's just a natural setting where there's a comfort zone for the kids to listen to.
The more we talk about it, the more chance you're going to get a kid going, Mom, Dad, I'm not feeling right. Things are making me sad. The CDC says one death by suicide in the United States every 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It says only half of all Americans that experience an episode of major depression receive treatment, but 80 to 90% of people that seek treatment for depression are treated successfully. So we have to get kids to be able to ask, Mom and Dad, I'm not feeling right. I might need some outside help here.
Right. And I stress that to the kids as well. Maybe they don't feel comfortable talking to Mom or Dad. Maybe talk to coach, or maybe talk to somebody else's mom or dad.
Good point.
I think it's important, and that's the key thing that I stress in all my talks, is start the conversation. Just talk to somebody. Whether you're the one that's feeling not right, or you recognize that you see a teammate's not looking right, feeling right, acting right, you've got to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You've got to make that known to somebody.
Dr. John Duffy is on with us every other Wednesday. He's a clinical psychologist, and he just texted saying, I so applaud you, Randy, and your family. Such courage, and the only reasonable way to eradicate the stigma around all of this is to talk about it. Great job.
So true.
Thanks.
About a year ago, I read an article about a school where there was a debate as to how they should address the topic of suicide with grade school kids. And there were a lot of parents who said, oh, don't bring this into the school. This is not something I want my fifth grader or sixth grader to hear. I thought about you immediately because I thought, I wish you could talk to them and explain to them, no, this is so important that these kids know the facts about it.
And it is. I was a little skeptical because our baseball tournament, we start, the youngest level is 11 years old.
Yeah.
And our highest age level is 17. And last year was the first year that we had 11 and 12s play in our tournament. And I was a little, the coaches knew. I sent emails out to the coaches saying, hey, this is what the tournament's about. Share it with your parents because we do like to talk to the kids. And I got positive feedback. Talk to the kids. You can just see them looking. They were retaining this.
Sure.
And the parents in the background were listening as well. And again, parents come up and say, this needs to be talked about. Slowly, they're allowing this topic to be brought into schools. Mm-hmm. As a result of this tournament, last year I was able to go into four different schools last year, and I was able to speak to middle school students, and then the entire student body at Hebron, which is 125 kids. But but they're starting to open up and recognizing that this is important.
Yeah, no question about
it. It has to be talked about.
Yep.
Kids have to know what's going on, and better to find it in an informed situation rather than watching that stupid video show. What was that? I can't even remember what that was. 12 Easy Reasons or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it needs to be talked about, and I think it's a great thing that you're educating these kids.
Yeah, it's really needed. And again, I thought, you know, what better venue to do this at where you have so many people involved and
right.
And, you know, you just think about if we get one person to open up and talk to their coach or talk to mom or dad, and it actually happened in our second year. I got a phone call from a parent saying, hey, my kid was crying the whole way home. He knew he needed help.
You did it. That's success right there.
Yeah.
You are such an amazing guy.
Yep.
I'm sorry. You really are. We need to take a break.
The website is jakevineyardfoundation.com. We'll come back and talk to Randy Moore next. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Our guest is Randy Vineyard. We're talking about the Jake Vineyard Foundation. That's the website, Jake Vineyard Foundation. And the softball tournament that's going to take place June 20th through the 23rd and then June 27th through the 30th. Teams can still sign up. There's still time for teams to sign up. Is there any restriction on the age or how many people on the team or anything like that?
No restrictions on how many kids on the team on the roster. We're actually full at 13U, 14U, 15U. We have two 16U brackets.
I don't know what the U stands for.
Under, 16 under. 16 under. Sorry.
Okay,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, so we have one opening at 17 and under.
Okay.
And then we've got several openings at 11 and 12.
Oh, all right.
And it
that's
is
the level
baseball.
I play at.
Baseball, not softball.
Oh, it's baseball.
Yeah.
It's league ball, not softball.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
All right. You told Wendy and I a story off air that needs to be shared on air, and this is a testament to the good work that you're doing. Please tell everybody the story.
Right. I said it numerous times on Facebook, on several of my posts. One of the most meaningful things that happened to me last year was, if I can get through this, a young man came up and walked up to me and just put his hand out. I thought he was coming up to shake my hand, and his mom and dad were standing in the background. And he basically said, I'm a survivor. I tried to take my own life. And his parents were in the background, and I just saw the waterfalls go.
And young, too, 12
yeah,
years
he was
old?
12 at the time.
Oh, my God.
And he was thanking me for doing this tournament because it's something that needs to be taught or talked about. And to this day, I stay in touch with him. Brock's a good friend of mine. He plays baseball himself up in Wakanda.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the most meaningful thing that happened at the tournament. And it's something I'll always remember.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so rough.
Does that keep you going every day?
I don't know what keeps me
people.
Going. Yeah.
Bill and I have often spoke about this, and Randy, losing a child, you know, you just don't know how to continue, but you need to continue.
You do, and it's too easy not to do anything. It's too easy
sure.
to do nothing.
Yeah.
And I think, again, I go back to that summer of 2014 is when I hit my rock bottom after I lost Jake and realized we have to do something.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have a tournament. What did you want to... Let's make sure we get all the details in.
Okay, so the tournament, I think Bill mentioned the dates. We go over two weekends, June 23rd through the 27th. or well, I'm sorry, June 20th. I'm sorry,
the 23rd, yeah. And then the 27th through the 30th.
That's correct. Two yes. So yeah, it's weekends. Two back-to-back weekends. We start on a Thursday night. There's going to be over 102 or 103 baseball games played.
Wow.
And again, we turned this into a fundraiser for our foundation. Last year, our sponsor support and donation support was great. We raised $26,000 last year as a result of this tournament.
Phenomenal. Amazing.
And we've got a goal. Jake's number was 33. This year, we're going to shoot for 33,000. And I think it's attainable. We finally, I guess our website got up to the 21st century. We can now accept donations on our website, and we have our sponsor information up there also.
These can be private donations. They can also be corporate donations, correct?
That's either correct, yeah. And yeah. We've got a sponsor form up on the website, a sponsor link, and all donations are tax-deductible. We're a nonprofit organization, 501c3.
Yeah.
So,
what's the website?
JakeVineyardFoundation.com. No E in Vineyard. A lot of people put the E in there, but...
VINYARD.
Yep.
The E is non-existent, folks. Do not use an E. I know what you've been through. You and I have talked about this so many times. I can't imagine what you've been through. But this is a good thing in all directions. And I hope I'm praying you derive some sort of fun out of this, because it should be fun. This is baseball.
It is fun. Yeah. The only thing that's not fun when you run a baseball tournament is rain.
Oh, right.
So,
what do you do if there's rain on any of these?
It takes a lot of planning, and it takes a lot of rescheduling games. There's two things, in my opinion, that make a successful tournament. Volunteers,
yeah.
And sponsors.
Yeah.
We're doing pretty good on the sponsors, and our volunteer base, I've got some of the best guys in Spring Grove, but we could always use more, especially when it rains, because the minute it stops raining, we've got to get those fields ready and get ready for game time.
Can I share a text with you?
Sure.
Our program, Dirtbags Baseball, has sent teams to the Jake Vineyard Tournament for the past few years. It's a great environment and experience. The cause is important, and the tournament is an excellent way to communicate to the kids in a memorable way for them. Our players and parents look forward to and request that they play in this tournament every year. Randy and the entire Vineyard family, keep up the excellent work.
That's a great organization. They have been with us for many years, and Jeff and his organization, they've sent teams at all levels this year. One of two teams that have done that, the Huntley Blue team, also has representation at all the age levels as well. And we've done this. We've built relationships with these organizations, and they insist on coming back. I mean, 2 weeks after the tournament is over, we're already planning for next year. This is a year-round planning process.
Yeah.
I'll get emails and texts, hey, do you have the date set yet? Do you have the date set yet? So these guys, I put the registration out there in November, and I probably had registrations on November 2nd or 3rd.
Thank you for telling Jake's story. I know this is difficult, but it certainly needs to be done. Our door is always open whenever you need us. Okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Bill. You've always been open. You guys have been great.
You're Thank so you. Strong and courageous, and we are so proud of you. Again, the website is jakevineyardfoundation.com. No E in Vineyard. Jake, VINYARD foundation.com. Good luck to you. Thank you.
You're
Keep
welcome.
Healing.
Yes.
We will, on the website also, I just want to mention... Everybody, a lot of times people ask, well, where does the money go and what you're doing with the money? We sponsor. I just did want to get these out there. I mean, we are a sponsor for the Out of Darkness Walk that's held downtown Chicago. We're one of the main sponsors for that. We contribute to many organizations that are raising awareness for suicide. Blue Help is a law enforcement organization. Illinois Firefighter Peer Support Group. Chicago Police Chaplains Ministries, we support Chicago Police Memorial Fund, Stop Soldier Suicide, American Soldiers Journey Home, plus local organizations and charities that are in our area. So any dollar that comes in, we're pushing it right back out and to support suicide awareness.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Randy Vineyard, everybody. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.